3, 2, 1. Now, this is a good band. They are called, they're called Slowmosa. S-L-O-M-O-S-A.
Did you cover them when you toured with Vince Neil?
No, no, we did not play covers. But this is indeed a Norwegian band. They are from Norway.
Norway's coming in with the World Cup. Playing France on some date in June.
Hearing nothing but disappointment with ticket sales for the World Cup. It's
well, that's
like
what you keep
thing.
Saying, but I went on to try to get a ticket, and it was still $1,000. At this point,
where are you looking? Because I've looked in the now. Granted, I looked at the Iraq game, which I think is the easiest one to get tickets to right now.
That was the cheapest game,
and that was like $198.
Really?
Yep. I found one for $198. I guess a lot of these hotels that had blocks for the I just read an article about this, like locally, that had a bunch of blocks for some of the World Cup teams and things like that. They're not able to sell those, so they're opening those up. There's a decent amount of. Oh, gosh. I know what it was. There were going to be a bunch of places in town that were going to have World Cup watching parties, like bars, that had submitted to, you have to get the rights, like the ability to play the World Cup inside your bar. And I guess they haven't granted them to these bars now.
Like
and
so four the bars have been awarded. Yeah.
Yeah. We're screwed. All these different places had relied on everyone coming in. And now it's just been nothing but a disappointment so far. Now it's still going to be expensive and it's still going to be fun to watch. But I think that this big boon that they thought was going to be coming to Foxborough is just going to be like having a bunch of Patriots games there.
Do you think Jackson will do well at these team hotels when, you know, the Iraqi team is set the Ritz or something like that? Or will he do
you think Dale Ordway is going to be out there doing some interviews? Oh,
that seems
not
like
a question. Not even a question. Let's go to Paulie on line one. Paulie, what's happening, my man? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Campbell, he's going to be he's a god. He's built like a god. I've been saying this since day one. He's not big enough, doesn't have enough extension to play tackle in this league. Might have been going to college, but not here. But you could always use him to spell somebody, say Lomo gets hurt. He's more of a tackle. And he'd be a good, just more, much more effective guy. You're going to get more bang for your buck with Campbell at guard. You know, like I said, spell him a tackle if you need him there. But I got a question. You can suggest that I throw it out there for one of the reporters to ask Mike Vrabel.
Okay, what is that question?
Hey, Mike, is the reason why you don't throw any rocks in any schoolyards because you're afraid you might hit one of your kids?
Oh, jeez, Paulie.
Boy, wow, that went low.
No, that was just it was a long way for a dumb joke.
That's why I want to
What was that? What was that? Hang on. Was that commercial with the Pittsburgh Penguins in it that they couldn't even understand what they were saying?
I think we both maybe went to hit something. I went to hit the Price is Right wrong sound.
Oh, okay, all right.
That's why I want to.
Oh. That is a commercial starring several of the Pittsburgh Penguins. And what's so great about it is that you can't understand what they're saying in that commercial.
The hell?
I don't even know why we played that, but it makes me laugh every time.
My hotkey is labeled wrong.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to have to label that correctly.
You can ask Vrabel a legitimate football question very easily. Mike, you missed the third day of the NFL draft. You went away for counseling. We haven't had a chance to talk to you since then. Mm-hmm. Did that impact your team's cohesion during that time and blah, blah? How have you been able to overcome that? I mean, it's a simple Rossini question.
Sure. Why is your taste in music on your playlist that you made for you so bad? Let's go to Steve in Centerville. Steve, what's happening, my man?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted the opportunity here to publicly express my displeasure with the performance of the 2026 Red Sox, which should not be confused with my pleasure of the production capacity of WEEI and what you guys do for those games. I mean, I listen to all the games, but as a fan, I'm done in terms of attending games at Fenway. I sold off my tickets to tomorrow night's game. I got 50 cents on the dollar for those tickets.
Oh, geez.
And I'm selling my Yankees tickets on Friday in June.
Ooh.
You know, if I can get, 75 cents on a dollar, I'll be thrilled.
Well,
I feel like I've removed a pair of dirty clothes.
Well, Steve, you are our favorite type of listener, the one that listens to Red Sox broadcasts even when they suck as bad as they do.
He's listening to more now. He's like, going.
So I would say, Steve, congrats. That is you win a gold star for that. But, hey, man, Braves fans, they travel well. So I mean, if you're looking to sell him to try, you know, I see him all downtown
for sale jerseys. Scott, he's going to strike out 15 on Thursday.
I know it's going to be that'll be fun to see. You know, I just want to see good baseball there. Why would you sell now
for the? You're selling low. Save your Yankees tickets. I mean, at least give them another month. Turpin was joking about this, but when the weather heats up, last June, Trevor Story got hot when the summer came around. Mm-hmm. You got to at least give them another couple weeks. What's the point now? You're getting a quarter of on the dollar for your ticket?
I guess. All right, so let me ask you this, Ken.
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that when the Bruins are out, you stop watching the Stanley Cup playoffs?
No. Montreal has brought me back in. Partly because my wife's from Montreal, and yep. So her family's in on this. And we were just up there over the weekend. I have the Vegas series I have not seen a bunch of, and it's been kind of a blowout, which is surprising. But I know where you're going, and I actually like this, and you're probably going to just mock me ridiculously for this.
So I am always 50-50. It depends every year on whether or not I just give up on the Stanley Cup playoffs if the Bruins are out. It depends. If there's like a team that I kind of – or has an interesting story, I'll watch it. But to be quite honest, I'll go all NBA. I'll watch.
It's been the better product.
I don't care who's playing. I watch the entire NBA playoffs. And sometimes it's just too much to watch having to flip back and forth between the two of them. As I said, it all depends on the team it's there, but I'm about 50-50. And this year, you know, you're right. The story with Montreal is interesting. And as I said, I like teams that are rivals of the teams that I like to do well because it puts a fire under the ass of the teams that I like. So I'm kind of
in other words, quick, like I was just watching the game last night. These are their draft picks. Nick Suzuki, Cole Caulfield, Gerard, Slavkovsky, Ivan Demidov, Alex Newhook. These are all first-round picks. A couple of them they traded for. But they hit on a bunch – Lane Hudson and Noah Dobson. They hit on a bunch of these, like, picks in the last 5 years. Now they're good. This is what the Bruins need. But they haven't had, like, a first-round pick before last year in a long time.
I'm with you. That would be nice. That would be fantastic. But the one thing I know that the NHL hit on is releasing a official song of the Stanley Cup playoffs, like – a month and a half into the playoffs.
I don't know why. Oh, you're right about that. It was a little late.
they just last week said, we have the official song of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And who do we get? Jelly Roll. Now, I'm not going to sit here and criticize Jelly Roll. As a matter of fact, Jelly Roll seems like a perfectly fine. Matter of fact, the story of Jelly Roll makes me smile. Here's why. This is a dude that was an original juggalo. Like, this guy was Insane Clown Posse, Gathering of the Juggalos, like the third person they would mention when they would make that 20-minute long video that showed all the weird-ass, like, rappers and stuff that they had. Jelly Roll was always one of them. So he has got an old-school, like, Insane Clown Posse juggalo background, and all of a sudden, it cracks me up that he's America's sweetheart.
He is.
He's on the cover of People magazine.
Nice.
Holding a birthday cake, like my love story with my porn star wife. And it's got him like with all the weight that he's lost. How he, the secret on how like, Jelly Roll like, lost all of his weight. I'm like, I'll tell you the secret. It's the old,
no. It's
the gilp. He's got the old gilp going on. And so it cracks me up that Jelly Roll is America's sweetheart. And from everything I hear, Jelly Roll is a great dude. Like, I heard he's actually a really nice guy.
I've heard multiple reports. He came in for some events for our sister station, Mix 104.1, and Everybody said he was great, like, took time to, like, talk to people, sign every autograph. Super nice guy.
And even though there's better country music out there, I got no problem with his songs. I think it's perfectly fine. I'm not one of these people who's an elitist who will say just because I'm into, you know, like Sturgill Simpson or whatever, that I'm not going to like. Jelly Roll is perfectly fine.
Good.
However, they got him to do the song, the official song of the NHL playoffs. Stiz, can you let that roll, please? And by the way, stop. This song, the entire song is 1 minute long. Like,
shouldn't be any longer.
This is the whole song is 1 minute long. Let's let it roll. It's like they took Imagine Dragons and ran it through the trash filter.
I think you're possibly the worst singer in the world.
That's not bad.
I can't even understand 80% of what he said.
One shot.
Like, there's a part where it's supposed to be like him singing with a crowd. It might be 10 seconds in, Stiz, where it's like him with this crowd, and I'm like, what are they saying? Because I thought it was one shot, but then I was like, one shot. That's like, who's the man?
Who's the man? It's a visual experience, too. I mean, I hate to put down
radio.
No,
it's a song. It's not a visual experience.
It's mixed horribly, Ken.
Okay.
Right, it was mixed. That's worse than Saint Anger. Like they got a worse producer than Metallica's Saint Anger to mix that thing. I can't tell what's going on. There's not one memorable thing that I can take from it.
And, he says, like the Gladiator line, "Are you not entertained?" I like that. He worked in a little Gladiator reference.
Did he?
There.
Did he say that? Because the end of it, then all of a sudden it's like, well, he's singing, "I'm shot," and you hear this, "Oh!" And it's like, they've got like this like sound of this. It truly sounds like, do you remember when Homer Simpson made a web page? And like when you turned it on, it had like 14 things playing at the same time. That's what that sounded like.
Well, that's good. You want it to be active. You know. And the worst thing, though, is the quote from the president of the NHL Content and Events. "Jelly Roll doesn't just make music. He sets a tone. And it's exactly right for the Stanley Cup playoffs." Watching him experience the cup for the first time was a special moment.
It's just like the last like in the last like 15 seconds, it's like there's sound effects and like he's singing and I don't know what's going on. Hey, that's what I meant in Dragons. All right, right, okay. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like you went to AI and said, "Make me an Imagine Dragons song that sounds like mud."
All right, best part of this song is that it leads to a bit that I just thought of, and we have Ken translate heavy metal songs, the lyrics. If you can understand that, then you can understand any metal song.
Well, that's not what's hard to understand. There were like four lines. I mean, it's not very, very wordy.
No, that's the thing.
One shot. Man in the arena.
Does he say one shot?
Are you not entertained?
I really don't know what's going on there.
I think for the NHL, this is tremendous. I mean, this is a good effort.
Yes, I'm sure all the Canadians love that song.
That's an A-lister.
They're big. I heard that and I was like,
in Canada, it's all Hockey Night in Canada. They don't get any of the American broadcasts. So this is only for Vegas and Carolina, basically.
Okay. Well, I thought I might be the only one who heard that and gone, what? I don't even understand.
I was snapping the fingers to that one.
What are the odds that Jelly Roll doesn't watch a lick of hockey?
You know what? You need to hire Scott Stapp of Creed to make a song for you because I don't know if you remember. I don't have it with me, but I don't know if you remember the song that he wrote for the Miami Marlins back in the day. It might be the greatest sports anthem ever written by a musician to inspire a team to victory. It's truly like. Mm. It's as if God himself put his finger on Scott Stapp and said, "I need you to make me the greatest lumberjack song possible to inspire the Miami."
What about Eddie Vedder and All the Way for the Cubs?
That song stinks too. You know, it's like, the Stapp one's great. Like, the Stapp one's legitimately good. By the way, the Eddie Vedder one is like, "I'm going to tell you it's only a game." I just love when he plays Fenway and he thinks everybody because they're at Fenway Park is obsessed with baseball.
The Go Cubs Go by Steve Goodman is legit good.
I know we're supposed to break, but give me some effing Stapp. I need to hear it.
Oh, yes. Let's play ball. It's game day. We want strikeouts, base hits, double plays. Take the field, feel the roar on the crowd.
Sing it with me, baby.
Come on, Marlins, make us proud. Come on.
I mean, take that, Jelly Roll.
That's mixed better.
I'm sure it said swim, not soar. Marlins don't soar, they swim.
No, they soar when you're with him on the wings of the Lord. Yes, Creed, I shall levitate.
Oh my God, that is just, that really is well done. Scott Stapp should do every sports anthem. It doesn't get any better than that. Jelly Roll.
No, that came out in 2010, so that wasn't even for their title. Is that right?
Dude, I don't know, Ken.
Oh, okay. I want to know if it actually inspired the team.
I'm not nerdy. I don't know when they won. I'm not sure.
2003, I
believe. Yeah, when was Beckett
like
doing
03 or
03. Yeah. Oh.
All right. Well, sorry.
I just like when he starts naming things like he'd never been to a baseball game before. We got strikeouts, base hits, double plays, bases, and balls, and some bats. Oh, man. All right. That much rock, we got to take a breather. We'll be right back. Oh, System of a Down, you were a very good band.
I would like to see them live.
Yeah, they're really good. They're really good. 617-779-7937. It's Rich, Ken, Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson, and we'll take your calls, 617-779-7937. 7935. And this break is brought to you by
7937.
I'm sorry, 7937. This break is brought to you by Milligan and Higgins, OUI and criminal defense attorneys. Go to milliganandhiggins.com for a free consultation. We're going to be all over the place this final break here because there's 18 things we didn't get to. And to be quite honest, ADD radio is my favorite kind of radio. So what do you say we sweep the leg?
Sweep the leg. You have a problem with that.
Yes. Sweep the Leg brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. First, Stiz, you said that I have caused an uproar on the old, is it a Twitch machine?
That's right. You can follow us on Twitch, WEI Boston. So people, you've been making the point a few times throughout the show that we should be rooting for the Knicks to win the finals because that will in turn motivate our Boston Celtics. Few Twitch people pushing back on you at GameDog888. Getting embarrassed and eliminated by the Knicks last season should have been enough motivation for the Celtics. I read that and I was like, eh, that's kind of a fair point.
Well, to that I say it's not as embarrassing as someone in your division winning the championship. That is a wake-up call. Because you could just say, well, they obviously weren't good enough to win the whole thing. We can make a couple tweaks. Sometimes you have a bad off. But this is if you sit there and you watch the Knicks win everything and they win this whole thing, which I don't think they will, but they could. But if they win this entire thing and you sit on your hands this offseason as the Boston Celtics and just run it back, then shame on you. Then you need to do something with the front office. Ownership, when they get embarrassed, they get motivated to make drastic changes. So good on them. So I root for teams in the division to win if your team can't, because it kicks your team's ass into getting some sort of major change or some sort of major upgrade in the offseason.
That's the Yankees effect, or at least it was.
Yes.
You know, 20 years ago for the
arms
Red Sox.
Race. Yeah, like arms that race. Was the best. Yep. When you had an arms race. So when the Red Sox lost, you know, don't think that the Yankees and their success didn't lead to a massive response by the Red Sox. And that's what you hope for. That's why I root for the Knicks right now.
Now, the one thing about the Knicks, I don't know if they can keep this team together, win or lose, next year. Obviously, every team deals with, like, apron issues and cap issues. So Mitchell Robinson's a guy they may lose. But I think their core is going to be back together.
They've got one more year, I think.
One more year for most of them together.
Yeah.
So there you go. I mean, yes. I mean, and you're losing prime years of Tatum and Brown. This slingshot thing I don't like. I don't like the scowl. Wait a year. Who knows how toxic that could be in a year.
That says gap year to me. Yeah, that says gap year to me.
Right, which they mocked this year. Oh, gap year. Oh.
And by the way, Windhorse just came out. You know, he's been speaking about the Cleveland Cavaliers and what an embarrassment that was and how they lost. And apparently, according to him, he thinks that they should be in the Giannis sweepstakes, trying to get Giannis to come to Cleveland. If I'm Giannis, and I know it's not his choice, why the F would you want to go to that team if they're going to have James? Man, if James Harden and Giannis are on the same team, you've already got one guy in James Harden who never made the plane, according to a lot of the people who played with him. He would stay in town when the team plane took off. And then we just got that story from Miles Turner about how Giannis was the last guy at the plane. Do you really want to deal with that? And then you got a guy like Kenny Atkinson, who sounds like a dummy. He's like, well, I mean, we actually won two out of the three games analytically. I mean, how do you not know how that's going to play?
Well, even I think the Mark Stein report is important. He's saying Giannis wants to play in Miami or Boston. He's got a lot of say in where he goes in this. I mean, not all the leverage, but some. So I think that's huge. You're right. Why would he want to go to Cleveland?
Yeah.
But I know you were devastated at that Windhorse report that LeBron is unwilling to take less money. Maybe not any less, but to go to Cleveland in particular. This is what Windhorse said. You want to hear this from Wendy?
Sure.
LeBron. This is crushing your dreams.
I see people out there, not just Cleveland.
By the way, stop. He has a high voice.
I see.
Is that news, boss?
Yeah.
Is there a way to play that in like a slower, like to lower the speed so he sounds, give me a little more machismo?
I see people out there, not just Cleveland people, but people saying, oh, LeBron could sign with the Warriors, or LeBron could sign with the Heat, or LeBron could sign with the Cavs. This is not Aaron Rodgers, where you can wait, and then they've got $25 million cap space just laying around. The Cavs today can sign LeBron for $3 million. He made 54 this year, okay?
Yeah.
To my knowledge, LeBron is not prepared to take that type of pay cut.
Okay. Prepared to take that type of pay cut.
Yeah, that type. But he could make $15 million as a Celtic.
Yeah, he could take less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you go, Stiz. So he didn't say there's no chance.
15 is what I've heard. It's the, what is that, the trade exception? Some nerd told me that that's what it is.
Mid-level exception.
Yeah, mid-level exception. So, yeah, so $15 million they could give LeBron James to win a ring, which he would win if it was him and if it was Giannis and if it was Jason Tatum all together.
Yeah.
There's not even a question. Although now I'm hearing that he's trying to get Giannis to go to the Lakers, and that's a decent team. I mean, if you've got Luka and LeBron and Giannis on the same team, that does not suck.
And I think he's comfortable in L.A.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that factors in. That's a lot of money to leave on the table.
It is a lot of money to leave on the table. So keep your money there. I mean, listen, that probably sounds most likely what he's going to do. But a man can dream. A man can dream. All right. I read this article. I know we got a million things to get to. As I said, this is ADD Radio. We are sweeping the leg. I read this unbelievable article about the new era of athlete scams. And I actually want to talk to Ted about this. So there is a, do you remember that? What was it called? It was a 30 for 30 called Broke. And it was about how all of these, might be one of the best ones. It was about how all of these different athletes, it was their stories about how they had all of this money and someone had scammed them into investing in these bad ideas. There was one.
Andre Rison was in there.
Yep. Andre Rison was there. I believe, and these weren't even just like the people who were like lost their money gambling. Like, I think Antoine Walker was his gambling, or I forget how Antoine Walker lost it. It might have been a separate one. But there was like these people who said, I invested, a friend of mine said I could invest in extra large tomatoes because they made more ketchup. That's a real thing that happened. I mean, think of a lot of these people, like, you know, their whole life, they excelled in football, so they didn't have a lot of time in the classroom. So some of them really weren't highly educated. And so, all of a sudden, they've got all this money, and these people that they've trusted their entire lives all see dollar signs.
What about Brady with NFTs? I mean, he got into that whole thing. How much money did he lose on that?
Well, then there was the crazy crypto stuff that he got in trouble for. But I mean, and then there was one guy who convinced an athlete to invest in inflatable bags to put around furniture so when there was a flood, you could find your furniture down the river, and it wouldn't be ruined. These are true stories that were on that 30 for 30. But it's not like that anymore. Now you can actually be a fairly smart person and get scammed because these scammers are so high tech. And one of the ways that really scared me is what was called the compromise the kid strategy. Ooh. They said that there was several cases where criminals targeted high profile NBA players and they couldn't get to them directly. So they went through his children instead.
Bronny?
Knowing, not that kind of kid, like younger kids, knowing that their kids played online games, they embedded malware into the game updates, software the kids downloaded themselves without any kind of suspicion. You see that all the time. You need to upload the new update. Once installed, the malware ran silently in the background and created a backdoor into the entire home network.
Jeez.
And from there, criminals could access the player's personal laptop and smartphone and everything connected to the Wi-Fi. And from there, they stole all of the information and stole money straight out of their bank account. Jeez. And made a transfer. All because their kid was has no idea, just pressed this update thing, and sure enough, it was in there. Then there was another story that was just effing nuts. And so the key details in it was that there was a guy named Kawamane Jarrell Ford. And he was first convicted in Georgia in 2019 for hacking into over 100 Apple accounts belonging to college and professional athletes and rappers. So here's what he did. He posed as a well-known adult film star online and then offered to send them explicit videos to the athletes. He then impersonated an Apple customer support rep telling the athletes that they needed to hand over their login credentials to access the content from this well-known adult film star. Once inside their accounts, he allegedly went on a spending spree. And then as if that wasn't enough, so he ended up getting arrested and then ran the next scam from while he was in federal custody and he was doing this from prison. Prosecutors further claim that he recruited real women by falsely promising to advance their modeling career and then allegedly coerced them into doing sexual acts with the athletes, with Ford posing as the film star throughout the entire thing. I mean, it's insane the levels that these people are going to get the athletes' money now. But that one, you would think you would kind of have some sort of suspicion.
Wait a minute.
The kid's CyberCard one, I'd be like, whoa, that's insane. But that one seems like, maybe something is up on this. Maybe the fact that the guy's dealing from jail might be a little bit scary. By the way, are you Did you? And you, I know that we saw Jackson went and saw Mandalorian and Grogu this weekend, or Guragu, whatever Bird called it. That wasn't really the story of the box office this weekend. That actually, it made a lot of money. It did. It made like $100 million.
Obsession?
Yeah. So have you been hearing about this movie, Obsession?
Oh, I'm a horror fanatic.
This is Stiz Alley,
for sure.
Okay, so I don't know whether or not I legitimately want to see the movie Obsession.
You do.
Or that the marketing is the most smothering I've seen of almost any product in the last year. My feed, every other thing on my scroll is about the movie Obsession.
That now, or the enhanced games, one of the two. Yeah,
or the enhanced games. But if you don't know what the movie Obsession is, it's a movie that was made by a guy who made a bunch of YouTube videos and it got like a ton of views. He made these kind of scary movies on there, and he got hired by a big movie studio. They paid him they gave him $750,000 to make this movie, and since then it has made over $78 million.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
On $750,000, and it's one of the few movies that has gone up from week one to week two over 30%. More people saw it in week two from word of mouth. They say it's effing great. It's about a dude, I guess, who finds this thing where it grants you a wish, and he wishes that this girl becomes obsessed with him, and I guess it goes really crazy and bloody and insane. Have you seen it yet? Have any of you
I have not. I plan on seeing it tonight, though, actually. So okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Tonight? The fact that Andy Richter's in it has me intrigued.
Andy Richter's in
it? Andy Richter is in the credits as somebody in this movie.
Where has he been?
I don't know. It's the first I've seen him in a decade.
I used to love Andy Richter on the corner.
And that's a weird thing, Rich, these days, especially I think with horror movies, where they are running these companies, these studios, they're running these social media campaigns, so it looks like it's organic. Like, I don't know if you heard of Long Legs with boy.
Yep. Nicolas Cage. Absolutely.
So that when that was first coming out, it was, oh my God, this is the scariest movie I've ever seen, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
And it looked like it was all organic. I rushed out first night it came out. It was very meh. Now, Nicolas Cage, he's Nick Cage, so his performance he was pretty great. But overall, it was not the next seven.
Yeah.
However, with this one, I will say every single person that I've talked to, including Rich Keefe and Nick LaPan, their producer, are saying this movie might be like movie of the year so far, for horror movies.
Well, so that's the way that these studios are now finding the next great director. There's a movie called Backrooms that's coming out that was also, I think he's a 20-year-old.
Yeah, it's a YouTube short.
Yeah, so he made this YouTube short. And it was about
I've seen the preview. It looks terrifying.
Yeah, I don't know what the premise of the whole video was, but it was all of these like empty office rooms that all look the same, and they're kind of this beige yellow. And I guess the horror movie is about getting lost in a giant maze of these things. And sure enough, they gave this kid a bunch of money, and they said, go make this movie. And this, it's, I guess next month, Backrooms, the movie comes out, and it's expected to be just like this one.
And I don't know if you saw, did you see or hear of Talk to Me and
yes.
Bring Her Back?
Yep, A24s, right?
And well, the directors are these two brothers from Australia, the Filippo brothers.
Yeah.
They started as YouTubers. I don't know if you remember, it was super viral, the Ronald McDonald skit where he goes crazy and he's like punching people.
I don't know
and
that.
It was a popular YouTube video. They gave, you know, a studio gave them a budget, small budget, and they knocked it out of the park. And that's what we're seeing, which I, for me, as like some form of a content creator, I think it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, it's awesome. And I have to be honest, if I was a movie studio, horror's where it's at right now. I mean, it's having a renaissance. You know, movies like Weapons are being nominated for best, like, supporting actress and stuff. Like, people are actually saying that the girl in this Obsession movie is going to be up for best, like, actress. She's so good in it. And these are all movies that are made for next to nothing. That Blumhouse dude made a living off this. He makes them cheap and makes them good. And you know what? Hire these young new directors out there. There's certain horror movies that have come out over the last like 5 years that are 10 times better than they should be because they're not all about like slasher films or whatever. They're actually kind of creative. Did you see, this is about 5 years old, but did you see the Invisible Man remake
yeah,
they did?
Absolutely.
Dude, that was great. Because it was a completely brand new premise about the entire thing. It was a jealous ex-boyfriend who was basically a stalker, and he had the Invisible Man suit. It was great. That's another Blumhouse one that was probably made for nothing, and it made a ton of money at the box office. That's all I would do. That Hokum movie, I think, is supposedly the same thing.
Yeah, Keith told me that one was really good.
Which just came out, yep. So
well, the Red Sox are having a tough year. I'm writing all these down. I mean,
he's doing it again. He's
I'm not pivoting. I'm just saying. I'm writing these. I'm going to see all these movies in the next 2 weeks.
It's a real horror show over there at Fenway, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. They've got an obsession with losing. It's all they do out there. My goodness gracious. I wish they had some weapons on offense.
Oh, well done.
Roman Anthony, the Invisible Man. I'm telling you what.
Wow.
Jesus Christmas.
Oh, Ken, take it over, buddy.
Well, we got our man Arcan coming in 3 minutes. He's got the MassMutual pregame show. Is there a way out of this? It's been a good day. Rich, it's been a good day in Sox News.
That should be the new rule. When Ken hijacks a break, he's got to take the rest of it. Like, you literally have to pull the sled.
Here's what I have heard from a scoop, that I am on to something with the Roman Anthony Discord.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. I'm riding the sled. I'm riding the Ken Laird sled.
You think there might be something with Organization v. Roman? I have just heard you might be onto something there.
Okay.
And I think that's not a shock to everybody. It would make sense that he's not happy with the way this has been portrayed.
All I know is that everything I'm hearing from this team seems to indicate that he should be playing. Like, I mean, it's like all of this, like, well, I mean, listen, it's just pain tolerance. It's, you know, it's day to day and blah, blah, blah. It's what, you know, how he feels. It does seem like they're kind of pushing him towards,
they think he
almost
should be playing.
Tilting him towards playing.
Yes, I think that's a story worth monitoring.
And the fact that it got leaked that he took 12 dry swings today.
12 to 15.
Dry swings. Good old dry, he's raw dogging the swings.
We didn't count them exactly, but it was somewhere between a dozen and 15.
What are dry swings?
Well, that's what I asked Ted. He said, I don't know, there's a ball, and I'm not sure. I guess it's not live action in a batter's box, but hey.
See, I would have thought there wasn't a ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is that what a dry swing is if you're not actually hitting anything?
Maybe in a cage off a tee. Maybe, okay. Maybe there's a tee involved.
All right.
I'll follow up on that. You know? Okay. I'm going to further this story. But
it's a dry swing. It's something my mom does at the Villages.
Tracy said today that's a positive step. So let's hope we get him back.
My uncles live in the Villages.
Does he really?
I never heard of it. You would think this guy gets a commission. Yeah. I mean, we'll be out anywhere. Like the waiter, he'll be like, hey, man, a lot of activities in the, I mean, the golf courses. You would think he gets commission. He tries to sell everybody.
Dude, it's the Gonorrhea Gulch.
Oh, I watched the whole documentary about it.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I'm not joking. So the Villages, if you don't know, is basically a giant area in Florida that's all like old folks' homes. Okay. But it's a huge development. And there's parties and all this stuff.
It's its own city.
It's its own city. As a matter of fact, it has, and this is 100% true, per capita, more STDs than anywhere else in the entire country. That's why they call it the Gonorrhea Gulch down there. And it ain't nothing but a party down at the Villages.
And if you leave a pineapple on your porch.
Yes. The pineapple on the porch, upside down pineapples as well. There is a code for the loofahs for what you're down with. You put the loofah on your golf cart. And there's a matter of fact, you could Google it. There's like a certain key code. Like if you're a yellow, it means you're kind of shy. I think if you're a purple, it's anything goes. And then somewhere in between, there's all the other colors of the rainbow with the loofahs. And I learned that from my mom.
So what's this place called?
It's called the Villages.
Oh, okay, good. I just wanted to know, you know.
And we'll leave you on that note, that wonderful note.
Where's the jelly roll?
I don't think anyone wants to see the jelly roll.
It's good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's hope the Red Sox can pull off a miracle against your Atlanta Braves. Oh, yeah, here we go. Red Sox fever. Roman Anthony, you better get your butt out there. The team's going to shame you once again. Ken Laird just pivoting away from good talk.
It wasn't even a pivot. So you're so sensitive to the pivot.
I like the pivot, right? And it deserved a pivot. All right, everybody, have yourself an awesome Tuesday. We will see you again tomorrow live from Fenway Park, where hopefully we will be coming off a big win. Christian Arcan will take you into the good stuff. Your Red Sox are next.